If I were starting my podcast over today, I wouldn't throw everything out or say that I did it all wrong, but I would do a few things, a few really important things differently. Not because I failed, not because what I did was wrong, but because clarity only comes after you've actually done the work. I'm going to say that again, because this is with anything. Clarity only comes after you've actually done the work. And so if you're listening to this as someone who's just starting a podcast, you're thinking about starting one in 2026, or maybe you're sitting there a few years in wondering why things feel a little bit off, this episode is for you. So if you're ready for me to walk you through what I would actually focus on if I was starting from scratch, knowing everything I know now from being a podcast manager and strategist and coach for the past almost 4 years, then my friend, this one is for you. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Before we jump in, have you joined my free Moms Who Podcast community over on School? Because if you haven't, it is where I share behind-the-scenes trainings, resources, and extra lessons to help you take what you hear on the show even deeper. You'll be meeting other moms building podcasts, juggling business and family life, and figuring it out together. Head over to school.com/podcasters or just tap that link in the show notes and come and join us. All right, my friend. So let me give you a little gem right out of the gate. Here's what we're not talking about today. We're not talking about the tech. We're not talking about trends. We are talking about the foundations that make a podcast sustainable, aligned, and actually supportive of your business long-term. So I'm super excited because this episode is hands down going to save you so much time. This is the first thing that I would do if I was starting my podcast over today. I would get absolutely obsessive of who my podcast is for and know exactly who I'm talking to, meaning one person, not an audience. You're not talking to a bunch of people. You're talking to one person. I wouldn't try to talk to moms, entrepreneurs, or content creators all at once. I would picture one real person and talk to her in every single episode. And it wouldn't be about demographics. It would be about lived experience. What does her day look like? What is frustrating her? What are her pain points? What is she struggling with? What are her desires? What transformation does she want to happen? I would be thinking and I would ask myself, what do I want this podcast to do for her right now? This matters because you get clear on your message, which helps with everything else down the pipeline. It helps you plan your episodes so much easier. It helps you build a stronger listener connection, and it helps build that trust and retention. Because when you speak to one person, that person on the other side is going to feel seen. But when you talk to thousands of people, it's going to be so much harder for that one person that you're trying to reach to feel seen. Number two, I would build the podcast around the journey, not the content. Because the content is not the problem, the direction is. So if I was starting over, I would think much deeper about where I wanted my listener to go next. And not just what they're learning, but what they're actually becoming. Because episodes should not feel random. Episodes are stepping stones. Each episode should move or shift a belief, build confidence, clarity, or readiness. Because your podcast isn't just a collection of episodes. It's a guided experience. Number three, what I would do next is I would design the listener journey and then build the back end. And here's what I mean by that. Your back end systems support the journey, but they don't lead it. Meaning, I would map out the listener journey's pain points, struggles, transformations, beliefs before I ever worried about the platform, the tech, the microphone, the music, the podcast cover art. Because you want to ask yourself, what should happen after they listen? What is the belief that needs to shift? What action is going to feel natural? What is the best next step for the podcast listener to take? Because your back end matters, but that happens second. That's the second thing that happens. The first thing that happens is that listener is going to click on that link in the show notes, and then that's where the back end happens. And funnels, they don't convert without trust. So none of the back end stuff even matters if nobody's clicking and nobody's taking any action. Because you don't need a super complicated system to launch. You just need a clear path. A clear path to get your podcast listener from point A to point B. And then you can take them from point B to point C and so on and so forth. And so here's my advice to you if you are just now starting out or maybe you just feel stuck. You don't need to totally scrap your idea. You also don't need to rebrand your entire business overnight. You also don't have to have everything figured out right now. You just need clarity on who you're serving, what they need next, and where you're taking them, because growth happens through refinement and through the repetitive actions that a lot of us think are boring a lot of times. Also, evolution is normal. It is normal to evolve your business, and it's normal for your podcast to evolve. It is normal to evolve in business, and it is extremely normal to evolve with your podcast. You are not the same person in episode number 100 as you were in episode number one. And that's just a fact. So yes, your podcast can grow with you. And so I hope this episode helped you see your podcast differently or gave you clarity on what really matters when you're building a podcast for your business. I really, really appreciate you listening. If you are not there yet, be sure to go inside into the Moms Who Podcast community over on School, where you can be in a space with other women who are building podcasts that support their business. The link to that is in the show notes, or you can go to skool.com/podcasters. Thank you so much again for listening. I hope you have the most beautiful day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.